It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Trey Schaap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. By Beechwood Hospitality, we partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. UAMS Ortho Now is now open at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. If you have an orthopedic injury, sports, work, or anything else, walk in and see the best in orthopedic care. No appointment needed. Ortho Now, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Conveniently located at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. For more information, call 501-686-TOSH. That's 501-686-8674. Coming up on this edition of From the Shortgrass, I sit down with interim UAMS Chancellor, Dr. Lowry Barnes. He loves to play the game of golf, has played all over, and there is one part of his game that he says needs a lot of work, or maybe needs some help. I'll let him tell you what that is. Most of us struggle with it as well. That's coming up after the break. Stay with us.
The next time you travel to El Dorado and need overnight accommodations, the Haywood Hotel is where you need to stay. The Haywood El Dorado Tapestry Collection by Hilton is a great place to stay if you're in South Arkansas, listening to live music, or playing the challenging Mystic Creek Golf Club. Take time and relax in their bar for a drink before going out on the town for dinner. The Haywood, 210 South Washington, right in the heart of downtown El Dorado. Search the Haywood El Dorado on the web or call 800-293-0718 for reservations. The Haywood, a Beechwood Hospitality property.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
This is Justin Akre. If hand or wrist pain is getting in the way of your daily life, it's time to see the specialists at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. Their fellowship-trained hand and wrist surgeons treat everything from arthritis and fractures to nerve injuries and carpal tunnel. And with Arkansas's only hand trauma telemedicine program, advanced care is available around the clock. Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am Trey Schaap. Dr. Lowry Barnes, when I first met him, guess where it was? Yep, on a golf course. You're exactly right. Dr. Barnes loves playing the game of golf. He has helped so many continue to play the game, from tour professionals to amateurs to the everyday weekend warrior. Dr. Barnes has helped many to continue to enjoy their life, and he loves what he does. And I think you're going to be able to tell that in this interview. On the tee, Dr. Lowry Barnes. Dr. Barnes, thanks for joining me on this edition of From the Shortgrass. So when did you first pick up a golf club and fall in love with the game?
Two different times. So I picked up a golf club early when I was a little kid. Didn't know what I was doing. Played baseball. Back then, you know, coaches thought you couldn't play golf and baseball at the same time.
Yep, I've heard that.
Now, my buddies who are PGA players all think they're baseball players, and all the baseball players think they're golfers. So, but, you know, truth of the matter is, I couldn't hit a curveball whether I played golf or not, so it wouldn't have mattered. I really started playing golf more 10 years ago. The interesting thing was about 20 years ago, the vice chair of Augusta, Joe Ford, came to see me as a patient and said, "Do you play golf?" And I said, "No, not really." He said, "Well, you better practice. If you're going to do my knee on Monday, you're going to play Augusta with me the Friday and Saturday before."
Okay.
I had to buy clubs.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. We go down and we are the first group off in the afternoon. There are two other groups out there. So all the caddies, three golf pros standing out there, and Frank Broyles standing out there. And I have to swing a golf club in front of that many people.
Oh, my gosh.
I was pretty sure I was going to hit it on the driving range over the clubhouse. I hit it, and it went in the bunker, and it's hit another one. No, thank you. Just get me out of here.
Just let me get on down the first hole away from all of the other people, right?
Absolutely.
Well, how did you play?
Oh, I didn't play very well, but I had fun. I've since been back and played better, so it's been an incredible place, as you well know.
Oh, it's fantastic. Just one of the best places. So are you self-taught?
Well, that, too, is an interesting story. So Dickie Pride and I are friends.
Yep.
And Dickie's in-laws lived in Arkansas, and so I took care of them and then took care of Dickie when he had some injuries years ago. And so probably 10 or 12 years ago, I met Dan Snyder through him, and I said, "Dan, can you help me?" And he said, "I don't know. What do you want to do?" And I said, "I just want to be single digit." I was probably at 20 then, you know.
Yeah.
And he said, "Will you work?" And I said, "Yeah, but probably not as hard as you would expect somebody to work." And so I took some lessons from Dan. It takes him about no time to make your swing better. And so he'll still help me. I'll call and say, "Dan, can you please help me? I can't have no idea where the ball's going." About 2 minutes later, he has things corrected. He never touches the club. One day I said, "Dan, how is it? You know, you never touch a thing. You don't touch, grab my club. You don't show me anything. You just start talking like a golf whisperer." And he said, "I've been doing it my whole career. I mean, that's how I work. I've been doing it my whole life."
Yeah.
And he said, "You teach residents how to operate?" And I said, "Yeah, but I touch the saw and everything else. I take over quickly."
Yeah. So, yeah.
But so I've been very fortunate to take from, you know, the great Dan Snyder.
Yeah, and you know so many guys now with what you have been able to do, helping people extend their lives and extend their enjoyment of life with knee replacements, just helping them out tremendously and being able to touch some sports figures as well, because maybe helped you with your golf game a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, so obviously I've gotten to play some great places because of patients and friends, but it was interesting. Early on, I didn't really get it. I'd have a lot of patients come in, and they want their knee replaced or their hip replaced soon after they retired. I'm like, "Okay, why? What's going on?" "Well, before I retired, I played golf every weekend, and my joint was fine for that. Now I want to play 5 to 6 days a week, and my joints aren't fine for that." Mm-hmm. So really, their indication for joint replacement was so they could play more golf.
Yeah.
I didn't really get it then. I get it now.
You get it now, don't you?
Absolutely.
Is it a game, Doc, that you have found where, let's say you have a rough day, a rough week in the surgery room, dealing with patients, trying to get them fixed and correct, is it a way for you to get away from everything and go out and just have nothing on your mind?
It really is. I feel absolutely spoiled rotten that I play golf at a lotion, and I say that when I go through those gates, now my heart rate goes down, my blood pressure goes down. Mm-hmm. Now, when I first joined, it was just the opposite. I grew up as a poor kid in Pine Bluff. I wasn't thinking about doing something like a lotion. I was pretty nervous first few months. But now I feel very comfortable there. And it's just a lot of fun, very relaxing, and just great people out there. And they have good friends I play golf with on the weekends, so it's great.
And some of it is, too, is the fact that you're not allowed to have your cell phone on the course with you, and you're away from it.
There's a lot of truth to that. And back when I was a guest, I can tell you that they really do understand what I do, because we're out on the course, and Dan comes up and says, "I just want you to let you know that Mr. Stevens knows what you do. And if you need to look at your phone occasionally, make sure that you don't have any problems with your patients, we understand." So it was really nice.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice touch.
It's not ringing.
Exactly. No, you keep that thing on silent. If you have to look at it after 4 or 5 holes and you do that, you answer whatever you have to answer and you go on about your round.
Absolutely.
What is it about a lotion, though, Doc, that just sets it apart from everything else in the state?
Well, the people are incredible. The golf course is absolutely phenomenal. It's so well kept. And
it's just so much like Augusta. Mm-hmm. It's got the wonderful feel to it, and the service is over the top. The people are just so friendly, and the membership is great, and it's just a very wonderful place to be. I feel very lucky, but also feel very lucky to play at the Blessings in Northwest Arkansas. Mm-hmm. John Tyson has a wonderful course there as well. It's extremely difficult, as you know.
It is. Very tough. Have you ever thought, man, what if I would have really picked this game up a lot sooner in life?
Oh, yeah. You see these kids who just have it and know what to do.
Yeah.
And friends who literally pick up a club and hadn't played in a while and come out and they have the same beautiful swing they developed when they were teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have that. I'll never have that. I'll probably never learn how to putt.
What's wrong with putting?
I'm just not very good at it. I won't take the time to practice, I guess. You'd think that a surgeon would have putting feel, et cetera, but I must say I don't have that.
I was going to say, surgeons have good hands, right?
Yeah.
But not when it comes to the course. It doesn't translate for you?
It doesn't for me. And probably concentration. You know, when you know, you realize how fast you play rather than your score, you know you got a problem.
Yeah, I can see that. Let's talk about injuries that come with the game of golf. I mean, we've seen it from the best of the best to the worst of the worst. But I want to go back to Tiger Woods and that 2008 U.S. Open at Torrey Pines where he's hitting the shot with his stance on the cart path. Could have gotten relief,
right?
But it probably would have made the shot a little more difficult where he had to drop the ball. Steve Williams heard his leg after he swung and hit it, said, Tiger, look, nobody's going to, you know, question you for stepping out. And I think Tiger's word, I can't say exactly what he said on the podcast because I think it was like a, you, Stevie, I'm winning this damn tournament.
Right.
What was he going through?
Well, obviously, that was mind over matter. He had excruciating pain, but we don't have too many anybody more competitive than Tiger was at that time in his career.
Mm-hmm.
And he just pushed through it. The endorphins kicked in. He just was able to keep going.
And then to keep going, win that tournament, and then go through what he's gone through since.
Oh, yeah. He's had so many other things since then. And he'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
He's starting to chip and putt again. So,
but do you think, can you have so many back fusions to where eventually it is going to work, or will he keep having issues?
Well, certainly, I don't know enough about his health
progression
history to know exactly what's going on, but it's not uncommon to have disc bases above or below, see extra stress, and then have a require fusion later. But, you know, the guy's so good, he'll modify his swing enough that he'll be able to play.
Mm-hmm.
And whether he has problems in the future or not, we don't know. But, you know, we have folks out there who play with fusions that do extremely well. You look at Ken Duke, who we're very glad to have as one of our UMS ambassadors, had his spine fused as a teenager for scoliosis, and he has continued to play and does great.
Yeah, one on the PGA Tour, one on PGA Tour Champions, and hopefully he's back at the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens next year.
Absolutely.
I know he was upset that he missed it this year. But like you said, Dickie Pride, I mean, he's had some health issues. Glenn Day has had health issues.
Yes, he has.
It seems like all of them.
Absolutely. Golf is a demanding sport, and we don't think about it as much. But like Dickie hurt his wrist because he hit a root. And Glenn just had his hip replaced a few weeks ago. He's already back hitting balls 3 weeks later. So these guys are driven. And I tell people, though, that I'm sure I've ever taken care of anybody that is – more fit and balanced than Glenn Day. He is absolutely incredible from a balance standpoint. Most of my patients, which see how long can you stand on one leg? And it's almost always less than a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can do one-legged squats.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good balance. And you need that with your golf swing.
It certainly helps, doesn't it? I don't have that.
I don't either. I don't think I do either. Doc, when it comes to rehabilitation, time away from the game, and then getting back into it, we see Tiger have to get away from it. He's ultra competitive. I didn't know that he could get away from it for this long.
Right.
Do you see that in some of your patients too, where they try to rush themselves back?
No doubt. I've had patients come back to me 2 weeks after their joint replacement and they came from the golf course. That's a little fast.
Yeah.
So, especially if you're not doing it for a living.
Yeah. Well, there have been advancements in the medical field where procedures are getting easier. I mean, back in the day, you probably wouldn't get up and walk right after surgery. I mean, you're getting them up out of the bed, what, within 6 hours? Maybe even sooner than that.
Yeah, faster than that. You know, when I was a resident too many years ago, our patients stayed in the hospital 12 days.
12 days?
Now they go home a few hours after their operation for a hip or knee replacement. Over 85% of my patients go home the same day.
That's fantastic.
It's unbelievable the changes that have happened.
Well, and the changes in the golf game as well. You look at technology around it, allows older people to kind of keep their distance up, right?
No doubt. And it's funny you should bring that up because we have a golf lab. One of the anonymous donors in town gave us a nice gift so we could really establish a state-of-the-art art golf lab named after John Ziske and Dan Snyder. And one of the things we did recently was brought in some technology, had one of the shaft makers come in and look at some of our patients who've had hip or knee replacement, hit with their normal shafts, and then hit drives with a Newton shaft. And it's interesting to see them pick up 10 or 15 yards.
They like it.
Yes, they do.
Tell me more about that golf lab.
It's out in West Little Rock. We have the Foresight technology for the simulator, but we also have swing catalysts, which are force and pressure plates, so we can look at weight transfer and how you're shifting your forces with your golf swing. And it's been really good. We've been very fortunate. We've had a number of PGA players come in, and there in the beginning, we had two players in a row came in and then won the following week. We had a third one coming, and then he had transportation issues and had to cancel, and he won the next week. So our guys said, you know, now all you have to do is sign up to come to the lab and you win.
Yeah, it's like instant karma right there with it.
We're spoiled rotten. We have Greg Rose from TPI who works with us. Mm-hmm. Greg actually lives in Little Rock half the time, so it worked out really well. Greg started Titus Performance Institute, so he is so knowledgeable, so it's fun to work with him. Because of that, I'm now a Titleist ambassador. I'm on their medical board, so that's been fun. And then Scott Lynn is the engineer for Swing Catalyst, and Scott works with us too. So to have those two guys come in and work with my patients but also with PGA players is really a lot of fun.
Do you get the same perks that the tour pros get with Titleist since you're doing that?
I have clubs, and that's a heck of a perk.
Yeah, that is a heck of a perk. They make some very good golf clubs.
Yes,
I have
they
some
do.
Of theirs as well. When it comes to injuries that you see from the game, you talked about Dickie Pride in a wrist, Glenn Day in his hip. I mean, we've seen knees, we've seen backs, ankles. What are some of the others that you've seen?
We see shoulder and elbow too. Oftentimes the injury is not related to golf for the shoulder, but it certainly impacts the golf swing. There's just so much rotator cuff pathologies now, arthritis of the shoulder, and that will impact the golf game. And as well, elbow, to get tendonitis around the elbow. And obviously we talked about the lower extremities, and now we know that if you're really trying to use the ground reactive forces so that you're pushing against the ground with your swing, then you can get overuse injuries just from golfing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been interesting, too. You mentioned earlier about going back to golf. One of the things we showed is how you should go back to golf afterwards. We did this in the lab. When I was asking my boards 30-something years ago about it, I said, well, you go back and you chip and putt, and then you hit your short irons and move up and then get to your fairway woods and finally to your driver a couple of weeks later. It was all just guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Now we proved it doesn't really matter which clubs you use. You go back at 50% swing for a couple of weeks and then get back to your normal swing, because it's really the force of the swing, not so much the length of the club like we thought.
That makes a lot of sense. When you see patients and they come back to you, and they're like, Doc, I can't thank you enough for what you have done for me. How does that make you feel?
Oh, it's great. It's a great feeling. And, you know, I'm spoiled rotten. I've been here my whole career. So I see patients out in restaurants, et cetera. And most of them are all very appreciative and glad to tell me the things they're doing. A lot of patients will send pictures of where they've been, what they've been doing, whether it be golf or otherwise.
I know you have one, Terry Bradshaw, that you speak highly of. Have you talked to him about his golf game? Have you played golf with him? How is it?
We have played golf together. It's as you can imagine, it is quite entertaining. The first time we played together, we played down in a member guest in Florida, and he played barefooted most of the time. The first night, we're at this reception, and he's yelling, "Hey, Doc, hey, Doc." So finally, I said, "I'm going to have to go over there," because he won't stop until I go over. So I go over and he said, "I just want you to meet some people. You know those guys in front of us who you thought were playing slow and you kept calling them names all day? I want you to meet them." Well, you can imagine who was complaining about them all day.
Right.
Bradshaw. No,
it wasn't you.
Exactly.
Well, who were they? Were they any notable players?
No, they were just members of the club down there, but they were having a big time with him. And but we've been fortunate. I played a number of times with him. It's a lot of fun. He's just a great guy. He's absolutely one of the nicest people you'll meet.
We talked about injuries. I understand you might have a little golfing injury you're trying to work through right now.
Yeah. About 2.5 years ago, it wasn't from my golf swing, but I was coming off the green and someone hit the gas pedal in their golf cart looking the other way and wiped out my knee. So I had a knee dislocation and a finger dislocation where the joint actually was open. Some bones came through the skin. And
that was painful.
You know, it didn't hurt at all. You'd think it would have hurt, but it really didn't hurt. But I knew exactly what had happened. I looked down and my foot was about 9 degrees to my knee. So I popped my knee joint back in place and then popped my finger back in place and got helped to my car and drove myself to the emergency room.
You did it all yourself?
Yeah, I really wasn't hurting at the time. And then tried to treat it non-operatively. Finally had to have ligament reconstruction from my knee. My finger's fine. My knee's okay. It's a little unstable, but I have two allograft or cadaver tendons to reconstruct the inside ligaments of my knee now.
And wow.
But I was very lucky. It could have been much worse.
Could have been a lot worse. When you look at guys on the PGA Tour that are out there, like a Will Zalatoris, let's bring him up. He's had multiple back injuries and trying to get through it. Do you think he'll ever get around to where he can play?
Yeah, I think he will. You know, it was nice to visit with him at the tournament here, and I think he will. I think he's limber, and I think he will work through it. And we've certainly offered to have him come to our lab as well.
How much is it, Doc, of making sure you stretch properly continuously, not just on the days you go play, but maybe through the week to keep your limbs limber?
No doubt about it. It's important. Unfortunately, I'm 65. That's not something we were thinking about 35 years ago.
Sure.
And so limber, I am not. I tell people if the 30-year-old guys were doing yoga now, it would serve them well 30, 35 years later.
Yeah. I guess there's a reason Lane Kiffin goes to hot yoga.
I'm not going to touch that one.
When you look at the game, is there someone that if they're on TV, I'm going to stop and watch or try to make plans to watch?
Well, certainly the people I know. So if the seniors are playing, I know Ken's playing, Glenn's playing, or Dickie's playing, then I certainly want to watch them. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if I'm around the house on Sunday afternoon, I'll watch whoever's playing.
Do you think if Tiger plays on the PGA Tour Champions and he makes it to Little Rock, how big the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens would be?
Oh, it'd be gigantic. Every tournament he plays in is going to be that much better in the future. It will certainly impact that tour. But look at what Simmons and Stevens have done for this community with that tournament. It's just wonderful. We love being a part of it.
I was going to say, as someone who has been here for as long as you have, to see that come in here, how does it make you feel as a resident?
Oh, just great as a resident and really good to be a part of UAMS. We take care of the players while they're mm-hmm. here and are sponsors and really enjoy doing so. Meet some really nice folks. Spent hours in the emergency room with one of them this past tournament because he had some chest pain. Fortunately, it was nothing bad. But those guys are so appreciative of what this community does when they come in here.
Mm-hmm. And I think it showed in the awards. I mean, last year they got an award, the Players Award. This year they get the President's Award. I mean, that's the top of the top.
Yeah, and they love it here. The caddies love it here. And, you know, that's who we are, right? Our community, just a friendly place.
You've played golf all over. Best golf course you've ever played?
I have to say Augusta. But you're right. I've been very lucky. I've played lots of great places. No courses. I assume you mean outside of Arkansas because we have great courses here.
We do.
Right.
But, I mean, no. I mean, the question is the best course you've ever played. Yeah. I mean, it could be in Arkansas. It could be out. You say Augusta National. I don't see how anybody's going to say, no, sorry, Doc. I don't think that's up there.
The truth of the matter, Augusta has nothing on Aleutian. Aleutian's absolutely spectacular.
It's got some of
it's got
biggest.
History.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and three others that you could play around a golf with, who would they be?
That's easy, and I do it when I can. My son, Chase, my son-in-law, Andrew, and my son-in-law, Will. So pretty lucky to have those three guys who like to play golf.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, it's fun to take them out.
If there's one thing about your golf game that you would like to improve, what would it be?
Every part of it. My putting. My putting, for sure.
Yeah. Who's your four-ball partner?
So I don't play in the four-ball routinely here, but Nat Lee and I play in the member-member tournament at Elotion and enjoy it a lot.
Yep. Have a good time.
Wonderful guy. Great guy to be with.
It's such a fun game, too, isn't it?
No doubt about it.
Who do you think is the best non-golfing athlete to play the game of golf? So can't be a golfer, but plays the game and is really good at it.
Tony Romo may be one of them, right? I mean, he obviously can play. It's competitive.
Yeah. Back when you were talking about the golfers that thought they could play baseball and the baseball players that thought they could play golf, I think of John Smoltz.
Sure.
I mean.
He can hit the ball a mile, right?
Had him on.
Yeah. Have you?
Albert Pujols.
Yep.
Greg Maddux.
Yeah.
John Lester.
You bet.
And quite a few of them out there.
No doubt about it. It's a great game. Everybody loves it.
How can people get in touch with you if they need to come see you?
Sure. Obviously, I never know the number, but you can look at the UAMS website, and that's the best way to get in to see me. And most people in town have my, or in the state, have my cell phone, I think. So, and that's good.
I'm not going to give it out. I have it, but I'm not going to give it out. But yeah, that's a good way to get in touch with you if you ever have an injury. Hopefully, they don't need you.
Right.
But if they do, you're there.
You bet. We've got a great team at UAMS, and we're glad to take care of anybody who needs to see us.
Well, I can't thank you. I can't thank you all enough for your sponsorship of this golf podcast. It's helped tremendously.
We have absolutely loved doing it. We love working with you. We love being associated with golf in any way we can, with a podcast, supporting the ASGA, supporting the tournament, and supporting both Glenn and Ken. It's we are very much attuned with golf and how important it is to so many people.
It is. Doc, thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Trey. We really appreciate it. Thanks.
This is Justin Akery. If hand or wrist pain is getting in the way of your daily life, it's time to see the specialists at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. Their fellowship-trained hand and wrist surgeons treat everything from arthritis and fractures to nerve injuries and carpal tunnel. And with Arkansas's only hand trauma telemedicine program, advanced care is available around the clock. Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
At Stevens, our philosophy is to invest every dollar as if it were our own. To seize opportunity. To anticipate rather than react. To deliver constant focus in an ever-changing world. And to pursue the objectives of our clients in order to help them reach their financial goals. A proven history of helping companies and individuals. Stevens. Member NYSE SIPC.
From Central Arkansas to South Arkansas, to Northeast Arkansas, across the state to Northwest Arkansas, you will find a Beechwood Hospitality property. From the Haywood in El Dorado to the Hilton Garden in Jonesboro, to the Doubletree in Bentonville and the Staybridge Suites just south of Baumwalker Stadium, Beechwood Hospitality has a room for you. Beechwood Hospitality is the leader in hotel property management in the state. Make sure you find a Beechwood Hospitality hotel for your next overnight stay.
That's all the time for this edition of From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I would also like to thank Beechwood Hospitality, Matthew Allen and Blair Allen. They know how to manage hotel properties. When you need an overnight place to stay, make sure you're staying at a Beechwood Hospitality hotel. You'll be glad you did. As the year draws to a close, I hope you look back and remember the good times you had on the golf course this past year. And think ahead to what might be coming in 2026. If you haven't taken that golf vacation, that golf trip, something on your bucket list, I encourage you to go do it. I think you'll really enjoy it. Maybe it's with some friends. Maybe it's with family. Get out and play some golf. Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the short grass.
You have been listening to From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.